Έχετε αναρωτηθεί ποτέ αν από πάντα ήμασταν ολίσοι, αν από πάντα όλοι είχαν πολιτικά δικαιώματα? Οι περισσότεροι δεν ξέρουν τον αγώνα που έδωσαν οι άνθρωποι για να αλλάξουν τον κόσμο. Εμείς, οι μαθητές της 6ης τάξης του 67ου Δημοτικού Σχολείου, είμαστε εδώ για να σας διαφωτίσουμε για τους αγώνες και τα νεανικά κινήματα της δεκαετίας του 1960.
The counterculture movement started to grow in the USA and the Western world during the 60s.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Young students, mostly in the USA, were inspired by the nonviolent civil rights movement and wanted their voice to be heard.
Yes, so they organized campaigns of their own to promote freedom of speech and their opposition to the war in Vietnam.
Alongside the student movement, which soon took on a political character, the hippie movement also flourished.
The hippie movement became famous for wanting to spread the message of peace through the culture of music and a more liberal lifestyle.
They showed their love for nature, freedom and unity, and their opposition towards violence.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
A new kind of music, pop music, carried their message, and in the songs they sang, lyrics were more important than the tune.
Bob Dylan, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, James Brown, and many more famous singers had a great impact on teenagers and young people's lives.
The Woodstock Festival of Music and Arts was the most famous rock concert that ever happened during the 1960s.
It became a symbol of counterculture and hippie era, since it gave the opportunity for people to escape into music and spread the message of love, unity and peace.